Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, The Jackson 5, Val Young, Mary Wells, Diana Ross, and Lionel Richie. Well, first up this half hour, The Temptations with My Baby right here on Motown.
Whose hairstyles are out of this world? Whether it's straight or bouffant or it's curled, my baby,
my baby,
my baby,
my baby,
my baby, 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 has so like a baby lamb, and I love to run my fingers through it. I hope she digs me the way I am, but if I have to change, you know I'm gonna do it for my baby.
I'm gonna do it for my baby.
Personality contains more gold than anything in this world could hold. My baby,
my baby,
my baby, 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 pretty baby. Enough gold in her personality to set Fort Knox to shame. This golden girl belongs to me. Let me know that I try to stake his claim. She's cute as can be.
My baby,
the girl's got a hold on me.
My baby
has a kiss so sweet, it knocks me off my feet. She makes my life complete. Oh yeah,
she's my baby.
Oh yeah, she's my baby. Around in a day, my baby.
Something warm in your eyes, it touched my heart. And all I've never knew. Oh,
about Tom Memory from Val Young, If You Should Ever Be Lonely, and then reached number 21 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts and number 1 in the Dance and Disco charts from 1986. Before that, the Jackson 5 with Whatever Came Today, and I didn't reach number 60 in the pop charts, but did reach a respectable number 6 on the Rhythm and Blues charts, and made it all the way up to number 1 in the Dance and Disco charts from 1975. And we start with The Temptations, My Baby, number 13 in the pop charts and number 4 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring one song each of the 3 decades from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s in order. Well, we're back to the 1960s, and a song from the early 1960s, 1962 to be specific, The One Who Really Loves You by Mary Wells. Well, The One Who Really Loves You was both written and produced by Smokey Robinson, and it peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 2 in the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts in 1962. The single was the first of a trio of top 10 hits with Smokey Robinson in this year of 1962. It was followed by You Beat Me to the Punch and Two Lovers. Background vocals in the song were provided by the group called the Love Tones, which consisted of Carl Jones, Joe Miles, and Stan Brasley. All instrumentation in the song is by the Funk Brothers, that great house band that Motown utilized in the 1960s. Well, here is Mary Wells with The One Who Really Loves You right here on Motown.
Some other girls are feeling your head with jive. So now you're acting like you don't know that I'm alive. Love, you better wake up, yeah, before we break up and you lose me.
Till I felt like I wanted to die. You created a need in me. Continue with Tom Fowler. Continue with Tom Fowler.
I've been through so many changes in my life, woman. It's a wonder I ain't lost my mind. And I ain't never said how much I need. I sure need you by my side, my love. Just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind, my love. Just thinking about you, baby. Even though you ain't gonna lose too much by leaving, I'm so glad you stayed. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind. Oh, my love.
Lionel Richie with My Love, number 5 in the pop charts and number 1 in the adult contemporary charts from 1983. Before that, Diana Ross and Surrender, number 38 in the pop charts and number 16 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. And we started with Mary Wells, The One Who Really Loves You, reaching number 8 in the pop charts and number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962. Well, this hour, we feature some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, This is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.